This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Sunday, January 19th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Ariel Zangla in the Daily Freeman reports that the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation may expand black bear hunting in the Catskills and part of the Hudson Valley to manage the growing population. The plan may add an additional September gun season for a statewide population of 6,000 to 8,000 bears, with about 30% to 35% in the Catskills, according to the DEC. Quote, once limited to small isolated populations in only the most inaccessible mountain regions of the state, conservative bear management has allowed black bear populations to increase dramatically in number and distribution in recent years, unquote, the department says on its website. Quote, however, as bear populations increase and more people choose to live and recreate in areas occupied by bears, human-bear conflicts also increase. Thus, managing bear populations is critically important, and managers are challenged to balance diverse public interests in bears with concern for public safety, unquote. DEC has a draft plan for bear management on its website, and the public can comment on that plan until February 21st. Comments can be mailed to New York State DEC Bureau of Wildlife Bear Management Plan, 625 Broadway, Albany, New York, 12233-4754, or emailed to fwildlife@gw.dec.state.ny.us with bear plan in the subject line. All those addresses are at newsroom.wgxc.org. Claire Hughes in the Albany Times Union reports that Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson and many other regional hospitals are restricting visitors because of the strength of this year's flu, the H1N1 strain. The state reports a 35% rise last week in transmission. Local hospitals have instituted these rules until further notice, a maximum of 2 visitors in a patient's room at any time. Children 12 and under prohibited from visiting patients' rooms. Visitors with rash, diarrhea, or respiratory symptoms, including fever, sore throat, cough, and shortness of breath, are prohibited from hospital visits. Hospitals also urge visitors to use hand washing stations before entering and after leaving a patient's room. Quote, the virus is seeming to disproportionately affect young, healthy people who have not been vaccinated, unquote, said St. Peter's Hospital's Chief of Department of Medicine, Dr. Alan Sanders. You can read the full story in the Times Union. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a 30% chance of snow showers Sunday, mainly after 5 p.m. before 9 p.m., otherwise cloudy with a high near 34 and a low around 20. For Monday, a chance of snow showers, again 30%, with otherwise mostly cloudy skies with a high near 30. Monday night, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 5. Tuesday, it only gets to 12 degrees and it's sunny. You can see more at newsroom.wgxc.org.